This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's warplanes pounded Gaza after talks to continue a week-long truce with Hamas broke down, and sending wounded and dead Palestinians into Gaza's overwhelmed hospitals.
At Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, the second largest in the Strip, a steady stream of injured children and adults were brought in on Friday. On the steps outside, people weep and pray beside the bodies of those who didn't make it. Each side said the other had rejected terms to extend the truce. Medics and witnesses said the bombing was most intensive there and in Khan Yunis, areas that were supposed to be safe, where hundreds of thousands of Gazans have been sheltering from fighting further north.
For the first time, South Korea has its own spy satellite in orbit.
South Korea has launched its first military spy satellite a little over a week after rival North Korea claimed to put its own spy satellite into orbit for the first time. The launch on Friday from California's Vandenberg Space Force Base used SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket. It was the first of five spy satellites South Korea plans to launch by 2025 under a contract with SpaceX. The launch had been planned for earlier in the week, but was delayed because of weather conditions. South Korea has had no military reconnaissance satellites of its own and partially resorts to U.S. spy satellites to monitor moves by North Korea. North Korea claimed to put its own spy satellite into orbit for the first time last month. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Retired U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, an unwavering voice of moderate conservatism and the first woman to serve on the nation's highest court, died Friday at the age of 93. More at voanews.com.